Father, Almighty and Eternal God, Author of human dignity, who apportioned all graces, through you everything progresses, and all things are held secure. To form a priestly people, you appoint ministers of Christ your Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, arranging them in different orders. Already in the earlier covenant, officers developed, instituted by mystical rites, so that when you had set Moses and Aaron over your people to govern and sanctify them, you chose men next in rank and dignity to accompany and assist them in their tasks. So too, in the desert, you implanted the spirit of Moses in the hearts of 70 wise men, and with their help, he ruled your people with greater ease. So also upon the sons of Aaron, you poured an abundant share of your father's plenty, that the number of the priests prescribed by the law might be sufficient for the sacrifices of the tabernacle, which were a shadow of the good things to come. But in these last days, Holy Father, you sent your Son into the world, Jesus, who is apostle and high priest of our confession. Through the Holy Spirit, he offered himself unblemished to you and made his apostles, consecrated in the truth, sharers in his mission. You provided him also with companions to proclaim and carry out the work of salvation throughout the whole world. And now we beseech you, Lord, in our weakness, to grant us his helper, whom we need to exercise the priesthood that comes from the apostles. Almighty Father, grant me, pray, to this your servant, Anthony, the dignity of the priesthood. Retrieve within him the spirit of holiness. May he hold fast to this office, next in rank to our hope, which he receives from you, O God. And by his manner of life, may he be an example of right conduct. May he be a worthy co-worker with our order, so that by his preaching and through the grace of the Holy Spirit, the words of the gospel may bear fruit in human hearts and receive and reach even to the ends of the earth. Together with us, may he be a faithful steward of your mysteries, so that your people may be renewed in the waters of rebirth and nourished from your altar, and so that sinners may be reconciled and the sick raised. May he be joined with us, Lord, as we implore your mercy for the people entrusted to his care and for the entire world. Thus, may the full number of the nations gathered together in Christ be transformed into your one people to be made perfect in your kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever.